You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your hosts, Tim and Maria Wells. Brought to you by Edward Jones, Crystal Carter, Wintersville Fitness, Valdosta Bike Center, FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Fit Talk Radio's Fitness Model Calendar Search Contest, and Crunch Fitness Valdosta. And now, here's Jim and Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
We are had a week off, and we're back.
We're back.
We're back. So welcome to February, which is Heart Healthy Month and the Love Month, Jim.
Okay. So, yeah, you know, you got Valentine's Day coming up, so it is all about the heart this month.
It certainly is. And today we're going to be talking about heart healthy things that we can do for our heart.
And that includes exercise, eating right, and other things.
That's right. So we've got a lot to talk about today. And guess who is going to be calling in to check in with us, who hasn't checked in a long time, but we're excited about her calling in.
I'm thinking maybe Miss Mojotivation.
Miss Mojotivation, Miss Amy Sutter. So we're looking forward to hearing from her later on in the show. I've got a baseball cap on and my earphones, and so had to wear the cap today. So sorry, had people at the house and couldn't take a shower. So
okay,
so I look like this now.
All right, I have to say, I don't care.
I know, and you've got spiky hair now. He's gone back to his young boy haircut, spiking the hair up. So. I just feel weird with his hat on and these ear things, so it's kind of weird to me. But anyway, we've got a lot going on, though. Our Fit Talk calendar is now out, the digital version, at FitTalkFitnessModelSearch.com, and they can see all 24 models on our two calendars right there on our website.
Not one, but two calendars. Two different versions. Great.
Two different versions of the calendar, the 2022 calendar. So please go and look at that. And we will have the actual real calendar in our hand next week. So going to be a great – I'm really excited. It's been a great project. Kind of a long project that drew out a long time because of several situations, but it's turned out really, really well. So we've got a lot of models from the Valdosta area, some from Tifton, some from as far as away as New Mexico, Jim. So, you know, just a lot of great models in there, Florida, so North Georgia. So I think it turned out really, really well. And so we're moving on to our next project. And guess what our next project is?
Fit Talk Magazine.
Fit Talk Magazine. And here,
for those of you watching on Facebook Live.
Well, there's nobody there yet. But anyway, this is the front cover of my first magazine, Fit Talk Magazine. And it has the Curtises on it. We've heard from the Curtises before, Jim. They are a lovely couple out of North Georgia, Dalton, and their two sons, and they have lost over 400 pounds together as a family.
And that's mom, dad, and two sons.
That's correct. Be looking for them on Family Feud this February the 8th.
Okay. Well, that's coming up real soon.
That's coming up very soon. And they are also going to be in the studio with us next Thursday, because next Thursday is, guess what? It's your favorite show of the year, Jim.
Oh, the Valentine's Couple Show.
It is the Valentine Couple Show. Absolutely right. And, you know, that has been our second rated show in all these years. People love that show because we talk about the couples talk about how fitness helps their relationship.
It's so lovey-dovey.
And you're not very lovey-dovey, I know.
I'm excited.
I can tell you're not excited. We're going to probably
You heard me say
we're going to probably take a commercial break. And I'm going to.
He said he was.
Mike's laughing.
I'm going to excommunicate Jim off the show tonight. I'm not very happy with him anyway, just so y'all know. But anyway, I'm so glad y'all joined us today. Jessica, how are you, doll? Long time no see. Sam, how are you? Long time no see, y'all. Jessica, so glad you could join us today. And maybe you can give me some little hints on how to X Jim off the show tonight. I don't know. I don't know if you have that trouble with your spouse. You probably don't, because y'all are still newlyweds. But anyway. But yeah, Fit Talk Magazine coming up, our first edition of Fit Talk Magazine. And then next week, next coming up, March the 1st. And then next week is our Valentine's show. And we've got three couples that we've never had on here before, Jim. We've got CJ and Brittany Justice. CJ is also one of our models on our calendar.
Calendar model, yes.
He's a competitive bodybuilder, and his wife is she does competition prep for people. She's a coach. She's a lot of things, and she's also a very smart woman.
Yeah, he looks really good on the calendar, too.
Yes, and she's studying, I think, for her doctorate. But so Brittany and CJ Justice will be here. And then we're going to have Tommy Beers and Sarah Beers. Sarah works for – Tommy's in the military, I believe, and Sarah works at Crunch Fitness.
He's also on the calendar.
Tommy's on the calendar.
He's a running enthusiast.
He's an ultra runner. He runs, like, for days. Very impressive. So excited about that, about those two being here. They've never been, in the studio before. And then our third couple will be Wendy and Kevin Curtis from Dalton, Georgia. They are coming down. And so I'm very, very excited to have all three of these couples. And then we've got some very, very special people that will be here. I don't know if they're going to be on the show. Well, I think Trisha will be, but Trisha and Steve Novikoski, our friends from Panama City. Trisha is helping me with, she helps me with everything, really, but she's really going to be helping me and one of our promoters for the NPC Night of the Gladiators.
Right. They are both very involved in the bodybuilding world.
They are. He is an IFBB pro, and she is a national competitor. They're both in their 50s. So I'm very happy that Trish and I will be talking a lot about the NPC Night of the Gladiators coming to Valdosta August the 27th. So I'm very excited about having them here. We'll take them out to dinner. And afterwards, she's coming to see the venue, Mathis City Auditorium, where this great event is going to be held. So it's just very interesting. As a matter of fact, the worker at my house today, he said, who's the gladiator in your house? And at first, I didn't know what he was talking about, but he was in my bedroom working on our TV.
A gladiator helmet sitting in
our
bedroom.
Yeah, I've got the gladiator helmet, and I need to bring it so y'all can see it. A real gladiator helmet, metal. It was sitting on our dresser, and that's why he said, who's the gladiator in here? You know, so I had to explain to him that we did this.
That will be one of the awards.
Right, that will be one of the awards. So, you know, I think we're just going to have an exciting year this year for Fit Talk Magazine coming out. A lot of people are writing articles for us, Jim. Todd Smoot, Valdosta, coach for cross country at VSU. Now I just drew a blank. Dr. Clark Harden is writing on spiritual fitness. Yeah, so we'll have an article about that. We will have an article for trainers. If you're a trainer, in this area, in the region, or it doesn't matter where you are, we're going to have a classified section for trainers because I have so many people calling me and wanting to know they're looking for a trainer. So we're going to have a classified section, and we're going to have Buddy Watkins is going to be writing an article on trainers and kind of heading that up for us. And he is the new owner of Anytime Fitness in Tifton and Anytime Fitness in Douglas, Georgia. And we want to welcome Buddy and Anytime Fitness to our Fit Talk family because they're going to be one of our sponsors now here at Fit Talk.
Glad to hear that.
Yes.
And wish him well.
Yeah, very, very excited about that. So, we'll have a lot of things going on. Let's see, did I miss anything? I think we covered all the details. And, of course, we're going to be talking about heart health today. And Buddy Peacock, how are you? Good to see you. Somebody brought your name up today, Buddy. The little guy from Plant Tail said he had been to your house working on your TV and told me about a fire stick that he had loaned you. So, good to see you, Betty. Thank you for joining us today. So I think that's about all. And Amy Center's calling in.
That's right. Well, that sounds like a full show.
It sounds like a full show. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a commercial break, and maybe a few more of y'all will join us right here on Fit Talk. And then we'll come back, and we'll be talking about heart health, because it's the love month. The February is the love month, and it's all about our heart. Regardless of what Jim says.
Getting all lovey-dovey.
He does not want to get lovey-dovey. He was much better when he was trying to date me and we were trying to, you know, he was trying to get me. He was real lovey-dovey. So, but not today here on Fit Talk. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this commercial break. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIP.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And I want to say hello to Sharon Justice and to Tracy Quarles and Sean Eikenberry. Thank y'all for joining us on Fit Talk Live tonight. We're talking about heart health because it is February is Valentine's and, as Jim says, lovey-dovey, but, you know, being heart healthy is a serious thing, Jim. And, you know, nobody really wants to think about that, but you've got heart disease in your family.
Absolutely.
And so we definitely want you to be heart healthy. You know, the best gifts you can give your heart is physical activity, regular exercise. They say a Mediterranean diet and maintaining a normal weight and, of course, not to smoke. But understanding how physical activity benefits your heart can be a strong motivation to get moving. And so here's what we have learned about heart health. You got some things you want to tell us about?
Well, you know, let's start with a basic, and that is to stay active. And, you know, depending on your age and your condition, you know, that will define what active is, right? But, you know, most of us, almost all of us, can do something. And the key is to find something you enjoy, you know, whether it's walk, run, play sports, swim, whatever it is. Find a physical activity you enjoy and stick with it. But be active.
You know, I think that's what's been in my whole life and yours too, that we have tried to stay active. And that has kept us on the young side, kept me from getting so down after my surgery. You've had surgery now. Now, you've had to stay down for a little while. Mm-hmm. Of course, hopefully not much longer. But it's been hard for you not to stay down, hasn't it, and not be active.
That's right. And recently I checked with my doctor and asked him about a couple of different activities. He's like, nope, wouldn't do that. Nope, wouldn't do that. Nothing except walk. So if that's what I can do, then I better start walking.
Right. Well, you're going to be up and going soon. I know that.
I will. You know, it tests you. It tests your patience. You know, when you're used to being very active and then, you know, because of some surgery or some condition, some illness, whatever, that you can't. You can't be very active. And then you think it's going to be for a certain period of time, a certain number of weeks, and then come to find out it's going to be almost double that. So that was, yeah, it's frustrating, I'll just say. But, you know, you do what you can. And matter of fact, I was thinking maybe, you know, I might even write an article for the magazine along those lines, you know, what to do when you're injured. You know, how do you stay sane? Let alone physically healthy, how do you stay sane and physically healthy? And, you know, like,
yeah, because you've been grumpy.
Well, yeah, I'm sure I have. But, you know, there are certain things you can do. And one is you don't let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do. In my case, I can walk, right? And I can, for example, eat right, you know, so I can, you know, make sure I get enough sleep. There are a lot of things I can do. So that's what I need to focus on.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I haven't really ever thought about heart health or whatever, because, you know, heart disease does not run in my family, but it does in yours. And I mean, a lot of the men on your father's side, I don't know about your mother's side, but have heart disease.
Yes.
So it's very, very important for you, and you have tried to be healthy and eat good things and all your whole life.
Right, probably at an early age, you know, because I was young when I was aware that, hey, I've got a family history here that not a good one when it comes to this heart health between my dad and his brother and his dad and on and on and on. So even at an early age, you know, I took interest in getting a lot of exercise, being very active, and also making sure that I was a non-smoker and, you know, just taking certain steps, you know, to increase my chances of having a long, healthy life. There are no guarantees, but we can do what we can to increase our chances.
Absolutely. All right. Well, you know, it tells us to eat the good, healthy fats.
Right. And, you know, if you don't know better, you say, well, fat is fat, right? But actually, no.
Right.
So there's, you know, what they call good fats and then the other fats. And good fats come from, for example, nuts, seeds, and fish. And those fats can actually reduce the risk of heart disease. And another supposedly a good fat, what's that? You like the guacamole?
Yeah, the avocado.
Avocado, right?
I love avocados. And those are one of the best fats. I'm going to tell something that Tricia told me. Tricia Novikoski, she's my good friend and promoter for the show. And she sent me a bottle of oils, the good oils, the essential oils. And she said, Maria, take a spoonful of that oil every day or cook with it or put it over your salad or something. And she said, eat that every day, you know, and it will help you, because I was trying to cut back on carbs, it will help you, your body will use that fat for carbs and for energy instead of the processed carbohydrates. And I thought she was not telling the truth, Jim. Mm-hmm. I thought, how can that be? But I found out that when I would eat those fats and when I would get hungry or have a craving or what, if I would eat a slice of avocado or have the spoonful of oil on something, it would help that. And this amazing what your body will use for energy if you don't give it all that processed food and sugar and carbohydrates. So I'm learning to eat healthy fats instead of a lot of carbs.
That's good. Well, you know, speaking of the good fats and the bad fats, you know, the other fats that you don't want, you know, and get ready, y'all, because this is going to be all those things that make your food taste good, you know. So, you know, butter and bacon grease and all those things, you know, lard and oil that you fry your foods and you deep fry your foods in, you know, those are not so good.
Well, but it's better to have, but you can use olive oil.
You could use olive oil.
Or even canola oil is better. You just use a teaspoon, though, to stir fry your things in. Those are still good oils. And olive oil is one of the things that they did say to use for some of the healthy foods. And, of course, we don't smoke. But if you smoke, we strongly encourage you to quit because that is a very big no-no if you have heart disease in your family. And to keep you from getting heart disease. I don't understand exactly what it does or doesn't do. It says it can cause major, it can be the major cause of coronary disease, Jim, smoking.
So another thing that you can do to stay heart healthy is to avoid or snap out of a sedentary lifestyle. Now, we mentioned earlier, you know, to get some exercise, but, you know, move the body. Even if you're not doing a traditional structured exercise,
right?
You're not in the gym. You're not out there riding your bicycle. But you know, even if you're at work, even if you sit down working at a computer, which is an example of a sedentary lifestyle, right? Take a 5-minute break, you know, and just do some body weight squats,
right?
Or walk around the room, or you know, do whatever you can do just to be moving, move the body.
Well, take your lunch break and walk around your building. I see a lot of people doing that, especially down here in the South when it gets when the weather gets better. You know, I see groups of women and men that take 30 minutes during their lunch break and walk their building, you know. So definitely don't be a couch potato. You know, try to – the more you move that body, the better you're going to feel and be. Another one, which I'm trying to do, Jim, is – even 5 or 10 or 15 pounds, that excess weight is not good for your heart. I'm telling you people right now, my body structure is very small. I'm 5'4". I weighed 120 pounds my whole life. This little bit of extra weight that I have put on is not good for me. It's making me tired. When I went and I told you when I came home after doing cardio the other day, my lungs were burning. It took me a long time to recover from that. And Tricia said I got my heart rate too high, which I probably did, because I was doing one cardio and then another one. But now, see, it's been a week now, and I'm getting better. I'm feeling better. I can stay on it longer. I can do it better, and my lungs are not hurting as bad. So I can just imagine if I was a smoker, Jim. There was no way I could have do that, you know. But thank God I'm not. But any little bit of extra weight puts strain on the heart.
Right. Obviously, the heart. Not to mention, you know, knees and, you know, there are other reasons
absolutely.
It's not good for you. But certainly it's not heart healthy.
Well, Tucker, hello. Glad you could join us tonight. Also, Melissa Rhodes, thank you for joining us here on Fit Talk Live.
All right. So we've kind of touched on this one already. But, you know, don't smoke and avoid secondhand smoke. You know, over the years, that's one area where businesses and in some cases even the government has helped us with that, you know, making certain areas by law smoke-free, you know, some of the places that we eat and drink and so on. They don't allow smoking.
No, they don't. And I'm glad that they did that because I used to hate going into a restaurant
and try to enjoy a meal
with
stale cigarette smoke smell just thick in the air, right?
I mean, I can't hardly stand to go into somebody's house that's smokers and leave. My hair smells like it. My clothes smell like it. So it's just best if you don't smoke. Another thing good for your heart is to get enough sleep, Jim, and not in the recliner.
Oh, recliner sleep doesn't count.
I don't think it does because that's not real sleep.
Yeah, that's one area where I need to improve. A lot of times I'm getting 4 or 5 hours sleep a night, good sleep, and that's not enough. But you did mention earlier to shed excess weight. Mm-hmm. That's good advice. That's something that is good Good for your heart. Good, obviously.
I'm ahead of you as usual.
Yes. And how about avoid overeating through portion control?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the old rule of thumb is to take your palm and put the portion right in your palm of your hand. That is your portion. But, you know, it's better if you're really trying to diet to measure out your food, you know, 4 ounces of meat, I think it is, that you can have. And but, like, you can have all the green leafy vegetables that you can eat, broccoli, cabbage, spinach, turnips, all the good things we like down south, except just don't cook them in that back fat, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And you mentioned getting enough sleep. So specifically, because deep sleep allows the body to go into periods of lowered blood pressure and heart rate. So basically, you're giving your heart a rest.
A rest
when you sleep.
That's right.
Your heart is not working as hard.
You know, I've noticed that my blood pressure used to be extremely low. I mean, like 100 over 60. I mean, just low, low, low. Went to the doctor Monday. My blood pressure was, you know, higher. I said, this is the highest. And it was a resting, you know, I was at rest. And she said, well, that's okay. It's a little bit high. But, you know, because of this little extra weight that I've been carrying, and I think it's making my blood pressure. And that's one of the things it said, you know, it makes your blood pressure higher, puts stress on the heart. So,
well, also, you want to eat cholesterol-friendly foods. High levels of the bad cholesterol threaten the health of your heart. So you want to limit the amount of foods that contain saturated fats, because that can increase your cholesterol.
Right.
That includes, you know, I mentioned before, the butter, the lard, fatty meats, full-fat dairy products. So fill your plate with foods such as beans, sweet potatoes, berries, broccoli, plums, carrots. That's a lot of good stuff anyway.
Yes, we like that stuff a lot. So you could just take so what's the next one you got there?
Well, you might not have thought of this one, but how about taking care of your teeth? The heart is tied to many functions of the body and can be affected by many what you would think would be unrelated functions. Your heart health can be compromised by poor dental hygiene. Studies show a link between the bacteria that causes gum disease and increased risk of heart disease. So taking care of your teeth and keeping gum disease at bay also reduces the body's inflammatory response. Inflammation in the body can cause a buildup of substances that can worsen heart disease. So brush your teeth at least twice a day, floss. You know, don't neglect your dental care.
You know, my parents taught me that a long time ago, and they always took us to the dentist, and we had braces. So I have always tried to take care of my teeth. But that was something I didn't know, Jim, about heart disease. And
you usually don't think about your teeth when you're mm-hmm. thinking about your heart health, but there right. is a connection.
Well, so we can summarize this up and say that you can take a 10-minute walk a day. You can eat an extra fruit and vegetable a day. You can make your breakfast count. Eat a good, wholesome breakfast with whole grains. Stop drinking our calories. We're going to talk about some foods that we're going to eat here in just a minute. Walnuts, almonds, they say nuts is one of the best things that you can eat for your heart health. Almonds and especially walnuts.
Oh, that's good. I like walnuts, like almonds. Yeah, like those.
And it says enjoy the fruits of the sea, which is seafood. And I enjoy all kinds of tilapia and shrimp and lobster and scallops. I love all that stuff. Breathe deeply. Learn to breathe correctly. Learn to wash your hands often. And then it says count your blessings for your heart.
Amen.
For what you have. Well, we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to be right back, and we're going to be talking about some heart-healthy specific foods right here on Fit Talk Radio. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife, Melissa, and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
And another thing is whole grains. We need to be eating whole grains. Common types of whole grains include your whole wheat breads, your brown rice, oats, rye, barley, and more. So get three or more servings of whole grains a day, and that will lower your risk of heart disease. And also, another really good food for heart health, berries. Berries, strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries. And, you know, this is another one of those that nobody has to twist my arm to eat these things. Love berries. Love berries. Eating a lot of berries can reduce several risk factors for heart disease. Berries can be a satisfying snack or delicious low-calorie dessert. And also, we mentioned this one of Maria's favorites,
Avocados, excellent source of heart-healthy monounsaturated fats, which have been linked to reduced levels of cholesterol and a lower risk of heart disease. Avocados are also rich in potassium, which is also good for you. And I've heard that potassium, doesn't that help prevent like leg cramps and such?
That and magnesium. So, yes, great sources. That's what they always tell you to eat a banana if you're having leg cramps because they're high in potassium.
Right.
Of course, that also the fatty fish, your fish from the sea, fish oil, great for heart health. Salmon, mackerel, sardines, tuna. I love tuna. I know you don't like tuna salad, but I like tuna.
No, tuna not one of my favorites, nor is salmon, but just about any other kind of fish. I do like fish. And it don't matter. I mean, so many different ways to make it. Doesn't have to be fried, you know? I mean,
no, we like it boiled and blackened.
Blacken it, like bake it, you know, broil, whatever, you know.
Of course, the nut family, we talked about that, almonds and walnuts. There are tons, so many great heart-healthy nuts that you can eat. And they have the magnesium and the copper, and they're a good source of fiber. And they're so, so good for your heart. And you love walnuts and almonds.
That's a good healthy snack. Or you can work it into a meal if you put some in your salad or, you know, different dishes.
Well, now, I just had a salad. We ate at the Melting Pot in Melbourne the other week.
Yeah, last Melbourne, weekend, Florida.
Right, in Melbourne, Florida. And that salad, it was a spinach, strawberry, walnut salad.
And it looked good. Now, I got
delicious.
A Caesar salad, and it was delicious, but yours looked good also.
That was, you know, can you imagine what great antioxidants? You had the walnuts in there, you had the strawberries for your berry, and then you had spinach. Probably the worst thing on that was the dressing that they put on there.
Of course.
But it had all the great essential things that you need for heart health, or just for good health, period.
But, you know, speaking of the dressings, you know, there again, you can make good choices and get some kind of a light vinaigrette or something.
Absolutely. But I think that particular salad needs that salad dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But typically with your salads, not all salad dressings are created equal. Some are healthier than others.
That's right. Robert Culpepper, thank you for joining us. Natalie Sutton Rippey, thank you for joining us. Good to see y'all. Well, another one is beans. Now, you know, we don't eat a lot of beans unless they're maybe in
chili,
yeah,
or something like that. Yeah.
But they say that beans are very, very good. And we're talking about like, pinto beans and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. My favorite, we're going to talk about it next week, dark chocolate.
Well, I like dark chocolate. That's another one. You don't have to twist my arm to get me to eat a little bit of dark chocolate. It also helps boost heart health again. And several studies have associated eating chocolate with a lower risk of heart disease. So eat this in moderation, obviously, and decrease your risk of heart disease, stroke, and diabetes.
Well, it somehow works, helps to break up the plaque and in the arteries that causes coronary disease. There's something in that dark chocolate that does that. So,
well, Valentine's Day is coming up, so get your sweetie some dark chocolate.
Some dark chocolate. All right, now here's your almonds again. That's just, they keep telling us that over and over again.
Almonds, yeah, a great snack. And, you know, there are also some main dishes that you can put almonds in.
Well, I'll get you some dark chocolate almonds.
Oh, yeah. Hey, a two for one, right?
For Valentine's Day.
Dark chocolate with almonds. Yes.
Well, I don't know if I'm getting you anything of Valentine's at all, because you don't want to be lovey-dovey, you said.
I said I do. You just assumed I was being sarcastic.
You and Mike both were being sarcastic. I'm going to get you on the Valentine's show next week. All right, seeds. They said sunflower seeds, flax seeds, hemp seeds. I don't know about no hemp seeds, but chia seeds.
Hemp seeds, okay. Just make sure you don't drive if you're having those hemp seeds, Mike. You know, might get pulled over.
Uh-oh.
Just kidding.
I don't haven't eaten chia seeds. Now I've eaten flax seeds.
Yes.
And sunflower seeds, but
yes.
Not.
I love the sunflower seeds in a salad.
Yeah, I just put those on your salad the last 2 days, and you told me that was the best salad you'd had in a long time.
A long time. That's true. That's true. Kind of had lots of stuff. You know, I don't really like a basic salad as much. I'll eat it, but if somebody throws, you know, lettuce, tomatoes, and carrots together and say, "Hey, there's a salad," I'm like, okay, if you say so. But you know, man, I want tomatoes and carrots and mushrooms and you know the little real bacon bits, not the little crunchy chemical bits, but the real bacon and some cheese and some eggs and some mushrooms and green bell peppers. I mean, the more stuff, the better. That's a green olives, black olives,
right? And that's you like all that. And that's good. All those things are excellent choices for you. I mean, excellent choices. I did not understand about garlic. You know, I don't just – the last years I started cooking with it a little bit.
Yeah, it's good for your heart because it keeps the vampires away. That's right.
No, it does.
Well, for centuries, garlic has been used as a natural remedy to treat a variety of ailments. It's been found that garlic can even help improve heart health.
Says it can lower your blood pressure and cholesterol.
It can reduce your total cholesterol, correct. It might inhibit platelet buildup, which may reduce the risk of blood clots and stroke. So garlic and its components have been shown to help reduce blood pressure and cholesterol, and they may also help inhibit blood clot formation. Garlic.
Now, this next one I love, and I love to cook with it. I love to put it in stuff. I cook just about everything we have with. I cook with olive oil.
Yes.
I season my vegetables with it, a little teaspoonful. You know, I will scramble eggs in it, or you fry your eggs in it. Our meat, you know, pour it into there, that tablespoonful, and just sear the meat. Even the fish, you know, my blackened fish that we cook that we like.
There was a study, in fact, over 7,000 adults at high risk for heart disease showed that those who consumed the most olive oil had a 35% lower risk of developing heart disease. Also, a higher intake of olive oil was associated with a 48% lower risk of dying from heart disease. Olive oil. We keep that in the house all the time.
We keep that in the house. Extra virgin olive oil. Well, now, I'm not really sure what all that means. I'm going to study up on it and find out. I don't know what the extra – and then have the extra, extra virgin olive oil. Have no idea why they have those labels on there, but it is olive oil. So I guess the bottom line is what, Jim, about for heart disease and for your diet?
Well, there's obviously a strong link between diet and heart disease. What you eat can influence almost every aspect of heart health, from blood pressure to inflammation to cholesterol levels and triglycerides, including these heart-healthy foods as part of a nutritious, well-balanced diet can help keep your heart in good shape and minimize your risk of heart disease.
And let's say hello to our daughter, Jessie Wales. Thank you for joining us. Judy Eldridge, hello. How are
Jessie.
You? Good to have you join us here on Facebook Live tonight. Well, you know, February is a heart healthy month. It is Valentine's Day. Everything's about the heart. And, you know, I want you to be healthy, Jim. I know you have heart disease that runs in your family. I want you to be healthy. I want you to live a long life. And, you know, so you have done the things that you needed to do over the years to be healthy. Now, we take supplements, and some of the supplements that we take are good for our heart. What are some of the ones that are good for our heart?
Well, it is recommended that you take a multivitamin and mineral. Vitamins and minerals taken in appropriate doses may aid in lowering heart disease risk. Whole foods should be the main source of nutrients, but you know, take those multivitamins too. Now, of course, a supplement cannot make up for unhealthy eating habits, but sometimes even people who have healthy eating habits find it hard to get all the fruits and vegetables and other healthy foods that they need. A supplement can help fill in the gaps And that's true, especially if you're on some of these specific diets.
Right. And, you know, sometimes medications don't let your body absorb the certain nutrients from food. That's why you need to supplement your body. And at certain times in your life, especially for a woman, when you're going through menopause, perimenopause, your body depletes itself of things that we've always had. So we need to supplement our body. I think we've got a caller on the line. Hopefully it's Amy Sutter.
You got it.
Hey, Sutter girl.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
To talk, people.
Yes, Happy New Year to you. Long time no talk.
I know. It's February, it's y'all, but we didn't hear from Amy in January, so we're just getting caught up on a Happy New Year.
We are. And we're going to say hello to Doug Jerry, who's just joined us on Fit Talk Live. Good to see you, Doug. Amy, we are talking about, well, you know, February is Heart Healthy Month, and it's also the Love Month, but Jim says he doesn't want to be lovey-dovey. And next week we have our couple show. And but we're talking about couples who exercise helps them to helps their relationship. How does fitness help them in their relationship? We had that that's my second highest watched show every year is that show. My first highest ranked show is your sexual health. So yes, can you believe that?
No surprise.
Surprise! Surprise!
We're talking about keeping the heart healthy. And next week we're going to be talking about keeping it healthy in another way from your love life standpoint. But today we're talking about keeping it healthy from a healthy standpoint, making it work correctly and beneficial to you, and what we can do to make it so. So what you got to tell us about it, Miss Sutter Girl?
Well, when I was digging into this a little bit deeper, I was somewhat surprised to discover that around the world, the greatest cause of death is heart disease.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's a global issue. So that's all the more reason to find ways to improve your heart health, obviously. But some of the top five that I found, obviously you want to eat heart-healthy foods. And some of the ones that they kind of put at the top of the list were like berries, whole grains, legumes, raw nuts that are unsalted, seeds, that kind of thing. Nut butters, oats were some of the things they listed. I've heard a lot of good things about turmeric, but that was number two out of the top five. And the main thing we think about if you're familiar with turmeric is that it reduces swelling. It's good for, combating inflammation. But that can really help the heart as well, and it acts as an antioxidant and protects the heart. So turmeric, I know people pronounce it different ways based on where you're from, put that on the list of supplements. And omega-3s, that was no surprise. That's number three out of the top five. So get those omega-3 fatty acids through salmon or other good heart sources of the omega-3s. This one, to me, it's number four, might ought to be number one if this is something you currently do, and that's quit smoking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
I know that's huge.
Nicotine,
it's huge.
Nicotine is like a huge, it must be the most addictive, I've heard it's more addictive than heroin.
Wow.
Nicotine.
Wow.
And so that is a hard, I never was a smoker, fortunately, but, that it seems so obvious, but it's a big, it's part of a lifestyle. It goes with other things. It's a huge habit, but it's also apparently super hard to quit, or kick the habit if you get addicted to it, because it's an addiction. So interestingly enough, it's number four, but I would think that should be maybe number one. And number five of the top five was increasing your COQ10 intake.
Yes.
So we read that somewhere, and I told Jim I used to take the CoQ10.
Me too.
Tell everybody, Amy, do you know enough about it to talk about CoQ10?
I am not an expert on CoQ10 by any means. It's known as the essential nutrient. It's is one of the main takeaways I would give you. But y'all go right ahead, dig into it.
I think Jim's got a little bit of piece on the CoQ10.
Well, you know, I've taken it before, and specifically, I was taking another supplement, and honestly, I can't remember what the other supplement was, but, you know, it had a kind of a, it had some benefits, obviously, but also had some side effects, and people say, oh, this is a little bit hard on your liver, a little bit hard on your heart, so take this CoQ10, and that will balance out, you know, that will negate those bad effects. So, yeah, but I'm finding out now that your body actually makes CoQ10, and your cells use it to produce energy that your body needs for cell growth and maintenance. And it also functions as an antioxidant. So,
those are the little nuggets I found as well.
These coenzymes help enzymes work and help protect the heart and also your skeletal muscles.
Well, here's a cool little thing. Did you find out in your research some of the natural ways to get it besides going and getting an actual supplement like in pill form?
I think there's right here, there's a little list of that.
Yeah.
So like plant-based foods, lentils, sesame seeds, pistachios, broccoli, spinach, cauliflower, oranges, strawberries.
And also
other ways to get it to your food.
CoQ10 is naturally present in small amounts in a wide variety of foods, but levels are particularly high in organ meats such as heart, liver, kidney, as well as beef, soy oil, sardines, mackerel, and peanuts as well.
And we like peanuts.
So,
and not crazy about
I know you do.
That's right.
Send me some more than that.
Yeah, well, we'll see you soon, and we'll have plenty of them from the Georgia.
Am I going to see y'all this month?
This month? Yes. Are you coming?
You'll be in Lilburn.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the next seminar on the 19th.
Oh, yes.
Yay.
I am more than excited now.
NPC
that's
posing seminar.
Okay. It's an NPC. It's a date, Amy, to dinner. We're going out to dinner Friday night.
Fantastic. My heart is so full.
Okay.
So
well, mine too. Yes, we will be there on the 19th. We certainly will.
And we will consume all these foods that are rich in CoQ10 and other nutrients, right?
That's right. We're going to do shots of CoQ10.
And you know, I read or heard somewhere that a little red wine is supposed to be good for your heart too, right? Because it reduces stress.
That is true.
Believe him.
So CoQ10, said to help heart failure as well as boost energy, speed recovery from exercise. Some people take it to help reduce the effects certain medicines can have on the heart, muscles, and other organs, similar to what I was saying before.
Yeah.
Not only medicines, but, you know, other supplements, too.
Right. Cool stuff.
Right. And I think you mentioned the omega-3 fatty acids, did you not? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And
because that actually helps you to prevent blood clotting, the omega-3s.
And that's what causes stroke.
Yeah.
And you know what else is good for you is green tea.
Now, I'm not a fan of green tea. Amy, are you?
Oh, man. I love some green tea. I'm going to tell you right now, one of my – it was a prior favorite Japanese restaurant where I used to get sushi downtown Greenville, South Carolina. And I call their green tea crack tea. I don't know what they put in their green tea, but it's like phenomenal. It is the best. If you don't like green tea, though, I'm telling you right now, you would like this green tea. I don't know what they're putting in it. Maybe they're putting CoQ10, turmeric, and everything else we just talked about. But it is like, it is crack tea, y'all. And I mean, it's just, there's nothing added to it.
Do you drink it cold or hot?
Hot
green tea. Okay. Well, I mean, I know you can drink it cold, but yeah, I mean, I've just never I've had it before, but it just doesn't, it really doesn't taste like much of anything to me. There's just no flavor to it or anything.
You hadn't had this one.
No, I probably hadn't. You're absolutely right.
Y'all come to visit, we'll go get us a pot.
But, you know, obviously that's got some caffeine in it, so, you know, it's going to, you know, give you some energy during the day and kind of probably boost your metabolism. I don't drink this regularly. It's not something that I would just drink every day. But when, you know, when I'm when I was prepping for contests, getting ready for a physique contest, I did drink the green tea a good bit. And, you know, I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it. But, you know, I'm a big water drinker. You know, I drink a lot of water. But, yeah, the green tea, I did notice right after I would drink the green tea, I had an energy boost.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been shown.
Yeah, I know there's some green tea fat burners out there.
That's correct. That's right. That's right.
I need to buy that by the case.
But green tea has been shown to lower total cholesterol and LDL cholesterol levels. So green tea. If you haven't tried it, give it a try.
That's right.
Well, any final words, Amy, on heart health?
Oh, I don't know. I think, you know, the best way to make your heart fuller is to just be kind. You know, be kind and reach out to other people. The more you do stuff for other people, you really get more out of it, I think, sometimes than others that you're helping do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're going to talk a lot about that next week about, and, you know, it says one of the things earlier I said it, and I'll summarize with this, it said, count your blessings. That makes your heart feel good. And
yeah, gratitude.
Right.
And be kind to yourself as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Sometimes we get too hard on ourselves. I mean, we need to just have goals and set things, you know, try to become that stronger version of ourselves. But we need to have a little bit of grace as we're going through the process for our own selves to relax through it as we go through it, you know?
You know, you make a good point. Those things that you're talking about right now, you know, just treat people right. And not only is that going to benefit them, it benefits you. But that all goes toward just reducing our stress.
Right.
That's right.
And I see two people watching, and I know would agree with that. Beverly Smith and Brockman. You know, I bet they would agree with this.
Absolutely. And Lori Tucker, thank you for joining us today here on Fit Talk Live. Well, Amy, you just made my heart healthier and happier by telling me that I'm going to see you on the 19th. So I'm looking so forward to that.
I can't get over it.
I know we're excited. Jim and I are excited. We'll look forward to it, and we'll be calling you to make us a real date set up and try to have us some dinner together.
Thank you
for joining us tonight and being part of our 2022 show. Have you gone on my Fit Talk fitness model page and looked at my calendar?
I have not yet looked at it, but I've seen all the posts.
Well, go on there and look at my calendar and look at everybody. And Fit Talk Magazine is coming out March 1st. I may have Fit Talk Magazine with me maybe the 19th, but I doubt it. But I will have the calendars with me. So, but anyway, well, thank you for joining us tonight, Amy, so much. And we look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks, y'all. Have a great night.
Thanks for calling in. And see you soon. Sutter Girl, always nice to hear from her.
Always nice. And we hadn't heard from her since before Christmas, so I'm excited about that.
Well, Maria, I hope some listeners and viewers have got some good tips out of this for taking care of their hearts.
Absolutely. And this was about the real heart, but next week we're going to be talking about things of the heart, but more on the love side, that the lovey-dovey side.
We're going to have our fitness couples, you know, sharing their tips for, you know, how to stay happy in your relationship.
Absolutely. And how fitness relates to that.
Right.
I think it has enhanced our relationship.
How they can support each other in their fitness journey.
Absolutely. So be sure to stay tuned and join us next Thursday, because it's going to be a really, really good show. Well, thank you everybody for joining us tonight, and we look forward to seeing y'all next week.
And everybody, keep the faith. Stay fit. Love your family.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.